Hey, bats, kiddos, Joker here, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a very huge, big-time episode of the BCP Goodest Brother. I know you, the Annie Smart, a lot of the guys, after seeing this guy, BCW Pro Wrestling Match said, guys, we have to have this man on the BCP. This is long overdue. One of the biggest names in independent wrestling right now.
He is the wrestling's richest prize.
He is, and this is ahead of his match against our friend, Erica Lee. That's going to be at Pro Wrestling Magic Presents Ides of March. That's going to be Saturday, March 20th, brought to you by Shameless Promo, the boys at the BCP. Everyone watch that on the Fight Network. He is the BCW World Champion. He is the Pro Wrestling Magic Dark Arch Champion, number 337 on the PWI 500. He is wrestling's richest prize.
The all-father,
yes. We're not worthy. Thank you, Mr. Carter.
Waft that air in. Waft it in. You learned it in science class. Just waft that in.
Smells good.
It smells so great. Rarefied air as breathed by the one true all-father of professional wrestling, Mr. Darius Carter.
We are not worthy, and we do appreciate a few minutes to your time, Mr. Carter. Let's be real, man. Every time we see you, there is gold around your waist. You're killing it right now. But outside of the ring, we see this feud on socials continuing with Erica, who you will be taking on, as we aforementioned, at the Ides of March. I mean, you and Erica have been going back and forth. When I say the name Erica Lee, what are your feelings there?
Erica, man, she's a very frustrating human being. And listen, I've been honest. I've said that she's talented. I've always paid her that respect. I've never said that she was going to be easy or effortless. So anybody trying to spin that on me and trying to make it look like there's egg on my face for the defeat, there's no egg on my face. I slipped on a banana peel. It happens. Lightning strikes. But now Erica has to contend against me in my rules. Now she has to contend against me in a round setting. This is where I shine. This is where I prosper. And I've already wrestled her, so I know her better than she knows herself at this point. And that's due respect to her. She has a lot of years. She has so many years ahead of her, and she's going to be a tremendous talent in the future. But right now, I've already read her. I'm telling you, she has a lot of – I get the depth that she has, but I dove down there and came back up. I have the blueprint. I am going to defeat her, and I will retain my championship. And after that, I don't want to see her anymore. I don't want to hear any more social media slander from her. I don't want her tagging me. I don't want her commenting. It's once I beat her, that's it. It's over. Darius Carter is the better person, and she goes home. Knapsack over her shoulder, the moonlight shining on her, tears running down her face. That's the life. That's the life. We can't all be champions. Erica is great. I'll say that. But she's not championship material right now. That's why she's not the women's champion. And that's why she will not be the Dark Arts champion when she faces me. And that's just the fact. That's just the truth of it.
Wow, well, we'll definitely see what happens come March 20th, guys. Obviously, you got pre-order now on Fight TV. And Mr. Carter, I did want to ask you this. You know, we're still fairly new to Pro Wrestling Match. We love what we've seen so far. We have recently talked to Meadowlands Monster, who is, I believe, a former Dark Arts champion. So as we've come to understand at these events, you aforementioned that there are rules. Like, we mentioned those rounds. How does this come about? Tell us a little bit more about the Dark Arts champion and making the rules and such.
So let's start off by saying today is day 56 of my Dark Arts Championship reign. And a lot of people have had long runs with that title over a year. You know, Meadowlands had a long run over a year. Everett Cross had a long run over a year. And then we talk about Adam Payne. So we've seen long runs, but I'm trying to bring meaningful runs. I want every single match to be remembered, every single month to be remembered. It's not just Darius Carter having 10 defenses. You remember every single defense by itself. And it all comes together to be this great reign. I think that's what those people were missing. They're missing those memorable matches. You know, yeah, they were champion for over a year, but who did they beat? Do you remember their matches? Were they, did they go down in the history books? And that's all due respect to the talent. Okay, you went out there, you did a match, but did you make people remember it until the end of time? My match with Erica Lee, people were talking about, that match was running against Ring of Honor. Okay, yeah. That the tweets, we were up there in terms of numbers, in terms of engagements, all right, with the Ring of Honor pay-per-view. So that's just the way that it was. That's just the way that people watching the match, people feeling the match. That match will forever be remembered. People still say that that is the best match that pro wrestling has done and that pro wrestling magic has had. And that's what people say to me. I'm not saying it. People are telling me. I'm reading this. So that, the match with Billy Dixon, which was my first defense and a rematch. That was a match of the year candidate rematch from Paris is Bumping, you know. And we, that match again talked about, I get messaged about. So this match with Erica is going to be, we have to build upon what we just did. So if our first match was the best in pro wrestling magic history, imagine what our second will be. And this time it's under the rules, as we were talking about. So there are 5 3-minute rounds with 15-second rest periods. This is taken from World of Sport, old school traditional English wrestling. Okay, so this encourages you to feed your opponent out, to feel your opponent out, to actually be more engaging. You know, it takes time to climb a rope. It takes time to set up all these big moves and big spots. You only have 3 minutes, you know, to pin me or submit me, and then that bell rings 15 seconds. I can go to my corner. I can get a drink of water. I can pat myself down with the towel. Whatever I need to do, ring the bell. I have 15 seconds of rest, you know, so you can have me pinned. Oh, there's the bell. I get to recover. So you're, it's a challenge. It's a physical game of chess, but it's also a mental game. You know, now every move matters more. There needs to be more impetus on the victory. You have to try and drive it home. You know, there's the gallivanting. You don't have as much time for that. I'm forcing you to compete in thin air, in a tight aired environment. And that's where I thrive. I thrive when there's pressure against me. I thrive when, you know, I don't want to say the odds are stacked because I'm not one of those people. That's not how I view things. But I'm one of those people that you can push me. Oh, I'll shove you back harder. You know what I'm saying? I'll grit my teeth and I'm tough with it. And I don't have to go out here and say I'm tough because my resilience speaks for itself. You know, I've made accrued wealth in my life. I've done well for myself in my life. I'm 30 years old and I'm living a very, very good life. So then that's something I worked for. That's something I went to college for while I was training for professional wrestling. So I set myself up well and I did my hustle in silence. And now everywhere you see me, I'm a champion. I don't have to sit in board meetings. I don't have to call you on the phone at 12 o'clock to ask for you to be, to ask for your title. That's not how it works. I literally the best wrestler that shows up. I will put in the best work, have the best matches, be the best dressed. That's just the way that it is. It's a competitive game and that's just life. You know, that's what this is all about. Like we have to want to be the best. Everywhere I go, I want to be in your history books. I want you to be like, yeah, Darius was a part of that company. And the way that you do that is by winning a title. That's it. And right now I have the BCW title, 854 days. I've been holding that. Defended that in Atlantic City against JTG. I mean, let's be honest.
We were there. We saw the limo.
Nice limo. Yeah, man.
This is what we're talking about here. Like, I'm making these moves, and I know people are watching, whether they want to talk about it or not, but it's being made. And I do see the attention that it's been getting. And like I say, you got to let that speak for itself. You know what I mean? It's like, obviously, you always want to push yourself up, but you just got to keep hustling. You know, you can't get lost in a moment. You can't just rely on that limousine. You know, there's so much more to me than me coming out to the limo, which is what should make that a bigger moment. You know what I mean? It's like, wow, like, of course he came out in a limo. It's not that you're surprised. You're like, duh. You know what I mean? And who's doing that on the indies? Who on the independent scene is coming out in a limousine off the boardwalk of Atlantic City?
Absolutely, man. And you've been killing it. And you talk about the history books. Let's talk about PWI 500, number 337. Congratulations to you, sir.
Yeah, congrats, man.
We love seeing all our friends in that, man. I was looking it over, man. And, I mean, wins over the likes of a Killer Cross, correct me if I'm wrong. It said in that article. That's crazy, man. What does it mean to you to be in the essential history books of pro wrestling?
It's validation. That's the word. It's just validation. And I mean, I remember you'll never forget where you are when you see yourself on the PWI. And, you know, I was just smiling ear to ear. I mean, I felt like it was literally a life achievement. It was a life accomplishment. Something I've always wanted to do. I would always go to the Barnes & Noble, you know, which had the little Starbucks in there, back before, you know, the days of and Borders even, which people didn't know about. So I would always, it was right near my house. So I would always stop at Borders, you know, before and after work. And I would read the magazines. I would read all the wrestling magazines. And the PWI was one of the main ones I read. That's how I learned about, like, the TNA wrestlers. And that's how I learned about the Ring of Honor 2000s, as I like to call them, where, you know, you had the Nigel McGuinness and Brian Danielson and Samoa Joe and CM Punk and all these, you know, Homicide, you know, everybody that was out there, Takeshi Morishima. So that was always, like, that's how I got a lot of my information, like, that I didn't get to always watch, you know, because internet was different then. You know, it's not like everything is way more accessible now than it was during that time. So sometimes you would just read the magazines. I'd read the results. I was huge on that, on study and on reading. So that's how it all came together. And it's awesome, man. There's nothing like this sport. There's nothing like this profession. There's nothing like getting to be a part of it. There's nothing like getting to live through this, you know, the way that you want to live through this. You create it and you manifest it in the ring. And man, my mind, man, it's just always in motion, always building, always creating. And that's like the most dangerous part about me is, you know, you think I'm good and then I get better. And then you think I'm great and then I get better. It's like, I just keep getting better. It's dangerous. So it's like people, Darius, why aren't you signed? Like, I would know the answer. It's like, listen, like, I'm just going to keep getting better and better. So if it's not today, it's not tomorrow, it'll be the day. Listen. And it's not even that I'm racing for that, because I just want the experience. You know, I want to travel. I want to be the best that I can be. I'm not out here particularly looking to sign something today, tomorrow, because I'm not sign happy. I read the paper. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
But the notoriety, the next step, absolutely. If you have television, if you have something that you can get me on that will allow me to promote my brand, then let's do it. But until then, I'm going to go venue to venue, promotion to promotion, and be their champion and be the best that they see. And that's all there is to it.
Hashtag top guy. Nooner, what do you got?
And we were actually gonna touch on that. What are your goals moving forward? Are you looking to sign with this specific company? Or are you just, like you said, just looking for experience, travel the world? Are you looking to collect championships, or as your favorite would say, the flair for the gold? What are the goals moving forward?
The gold. Oh, I always have a flair for the gold.
There you go.
That's more money. That's more success. That's more happiness.
There you go.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's funny because I tell people my goal in 2020 was to travel, was to get out of the country, to try and go to places like Germany. I was going to do another UK tour. I already had the UK tour basically ended up, and there could have been some travels to other places. There could have been Hungary. There could have been Italy. So there was a lot of things that I was looking to do in 2020 that the pandemic absolutely nixed and shut down. So then my focus was, okay, well, let me compete in a variety of different events. Let me do different types of shows so that people see my versatility, so that people know that I can do, like, you know, that the Darius Carter essence. You know the Darius Carter exuberance, but look at the technical wrestling. Look at the ability. Look at the pinpoint precision. Look at the striking. Look at the brutal mentality. That's what I wanted to get more out there. So I wanted to do it in different places. That's how Paris's Bumping came up as an opportunity, wrestling in a bar. And that's how Camp Leapfrog became an opportunity for me to then wrestle Blank, you know what I mean? And then to have my first death match all on IWTV against Brad Rush. So I just wanted to show different aspects of Darius Carter that not that people maybe didn't know, that maybe people didn't get to see or people need to see more of. So I've been able to do that with 2020. 2021, I mean, again, I would like to get into that traveling, but again, it has to be smart. You know, I just announced that I'm going to be in North Carolina April 30th for the Lance Loon event. So, you know, that's my first time in North Carolina since WrestleCade, Showcase of Champions 2018 in November. That was actually where I had my first BCW world title defense.
Really?
Yeah, right. So I actually won it like 2 weeks before against Azriel. And then the rematch was set in WrestleCade to Showcase of Champions. So, and now here I am, you know, 800. Now I'm on day 854 as champion and going back to North Carolina. So that's great. WrestleMania week, I'm going to be there from the 8th to the 11th. And I do have a booking, obviously looking to expand upon that, but we'll see where that goes. So I'm looking forward to it. It's just forward motion at all times, forward momentum at all times, championships. I mean, listen.
There it is. Yes. There, my guy. Yes. There it is.
We're talking.
Showed up, brother.
We're talking. Come on. The Dark Arts Championship. Mr. Darius Carter's Dark Arts Championship. Oh, it's just.
Dark Arts looking real shiny.
Yeah,
it's looking good. You have to keep your champ. See, a lot of these people, they carry a title. They hold a title. You know, I become the championship. You know what I mean? I take
care of things.
Yes. If you're going to be in my vicinity, in my home, in my space, if you're going to be around my waist, if you're going to be in my hands, you're going to be clean at all times. You're going to be pristine. You're going to be shiny. And you're going to be in quality hands. That's why I can't let Erica touch this. A little nasty hands. You know she doesn't wash her hands all the time. You just sometimes she skips them. You can tell. You can tell. It's just the fact of life. You can tell that sometimes she skips the sink and is like, no one's gonna know. And she touches the handle, everything. She's a little nasty, and that's what I mean. It's like the wool pulled over everyone's eyes. Everyone thinks she's this 90s chick, goody two shoes, sucking on lollipops, selling lemonade at the corner, the side of the street for 10 cents. That's not Erica. Erica has a deviousness to her. She has something dark and twisted to her. And I think what scares her is that I'm bringing that out of her. You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing out the real Erica, you know, who is this repugnant woman, this revolting, vile woman. That's what Erica Lee is. And look at me. I'm a pristine, honest, genuine, real, authentic, quality, thoroughbred champion.
Wow. You do hold the gold. I'll give you that. You know, obviously you mentioned Erica and have shared your thoughts on her, but you did also mention the word respect. I think, as we say, it's a hateful respect.
Hateful respect.
Respect. But you do also mention going down to Tampa on WrestleMania weekend. So glad to see that there are events running. So glad, you know, and obviously everyone stay safe. So real quick, let's get the shameless promo out right now. Tell everyone where they can book you. We have a lot of promoters that watch this show. And is there, you know, there's a couple events I think that aren't quite announced yet. Is there any like organization that you're looking to work with, like moving forward, just in general?
I'm willing to do business if you're willing to do business. I mean,
go.
Let's talk. Let's walk. Let's shape the future by taking care of the present. You know, I'm here. I'm in your face. I'm real. Let's go, because I am what your show needs. I am that touch of class, that Midas touch that you need. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. You need it. I need it. Let's move forward. Let's do business. Let's get me in that whatever championship picture, whatever opponent, whatever feud, whatever match, whatever you want to do, get it done with the name DC on the marquee. The All-Father Wrestling's Richest Prize. Come on. What are we doing? What are we doing?
I love it. But, yeah, I mean, and you're absolutely killing it. And we go back talking about that PWI 500. You look at it, and I mean it's very respectfully. You look at the names surrounding you, and we're seeing those names kind of getting snatched up. You know, we're seeing a lot of our friends that have been on the show last year, like popping up on AEW Dark, getting signed to NXT, getting opportunities in other fashions in AEW. Have you ever kind of, you know, thought about – you know, the possibility of being reached out by the likes of a Cody Rhodes or Tony Khan and being, I see it on an AEW Dark or something even grander moving forward.
Absolutely. I mean, the opportunity is there. And I know on my end, I've made it apparent that, you know, that we can do business, but it's all about what's right and where you see me fitting on your program. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not just a person. I'm not just a body, and I say that as humbly as possible. It is what it is. I'll go out there and do what you need me to do, but you know, I'm here to be Darius Carter. I'm here to make people remember me, and I'm here to make the opponent remember me. I'm here to make the program remember me. I'm here to help make you money. I'm here to make myself money. We're here to improve the business. So if you're going to use me, then use me, utilize me, and I will give you everything and more. I will surprise you with the time. You can have high expectations and I will still surprise you because I'm committed in every facet to this, to the entrance, to the wrestling, to the post-match, to the promo, to everything, to every part of this. Believe and trust, I am focused on presenting the best possible version of me. So let's stop with the games. Let's end it. And let's get Darius Carter on your show so we can make money and we can do this thing. Let's get views on your YouTube channel. Ask around. Ask Warriors of Wrestling with millions upon me. Oh, man. And wrestling, I'll wrestle any gender. I'll wrestle any gender. Male, female, non-binary. Throw them at me. Give me everybody. Give me Wavera. Give me Edith. Surreal. Give me Travis Huckabee. Give me Matt Mikowski. Give me Chris Dickinson. Give me Jaka. Give me Allison Kay. Give me Thunder Rosa. Give me Phoenix. Give me Pentagon. Give me Cody. What are we doing? Let's go.
Whoa.
I'm telling you. I'm styling and profiling.
Woo!
Love it, man. And the resume speaks for itself. I can't argue with that. And I do want to, you know, we mentioned Flair a few times, and the only reason I bring that up is I do see you post a lot about him on social media and stuff. I do, not to be cliche, but I do want to rewind a little bit. We love a good origin story here, man. How did this start for you? Were you a fan? Do you have family involved in the business? And, you know, where did you train and all that good stuff?
Yeah, so, you know, wrestling as a sport is what attracted me. It's not like I saw one particular match and was like, oh, that's my favorite. I just loved everything about wrestling, the pomp, the circumstance, everything. And I would watch it with my great grandmother when I was really young. And that's how I got into it. And, you know, Ric Flair was always my guy. He was always my favorite. It was my great grandmother's favorite too. She never liked Hogan, and I didn't like Hogan either. But Flair was like the thing, you know, in terms of, you know, just the robes and the women, and he just had everything, and he never rested on laurels. He still came out and wanted more, and that's just something that was inspiring to me. It's like, this guy has it all, and it's never enough. He has the championship, he has the women, he has the robes, he has the suits, he has the gear, he has the chopper entrance, but Flair is still out here, you know, working for more. So that's what inspired me. And then I started, it was November of 2008, because I started college in September of 2008. So 2 months after I started college, I started training. So there, that was a whole thing, you know, going from class to training and then back and then studying, staying up at night, wake up early, go to class, training again. And again, this is just a hustle. You know, I don't sit here and try to say my story was harder or anyone else's story was harder because we all went through it in some way. But my hustle, literally, man, I jumped out the class, had the books. All right, get my gear, and there you are at the bus stop. Let's go. So it was fun. It was fun times. I learned a lot over the years, and I feel like I learned even more now because you look back. You always have retrospection. You always want to look back with 2020 vision. And I try to see myself training in 2009, 2010, and making myself better off of that, you know, on top of competing as much as I compete now and learning from that too. You know, you should just be pulling in information from as many places as you can. That's my motto, is just take it all in. You know, like I'm like Brainiac from like Superman. I just want all.
Nice.
I want all the information, and I love to build and create. So that's what it's all about. You know, I was able to train for wrestling and go to school and develop Darius Carter and who I wanted him to be. You know, okay, yeah, I was making money. Yes, I was doing well and successful at a young age, but what else? And I went from, you know, Darius Carter, you know, the debonair millionaire and that type of thing. So, Sensei of Swagger was what it was in like 2000. Yeah. And then that evolved from like young money to like mature wealth. You know what I mean? To like, all right, like now I don't need to flash money because you already know it's there. Now it's about the presentation. It's about, oh man, like you just see me and you're like, wow, I mean, I get it. And it's like, ah, you know, and that's how you feel. You're like, ah, and then you boo me because you want to be me, but you're just like, man, like this guy has it together, and that's frustrating. You know what I mean? And that's the feeling I feel in Flair game. I think Flair coming out in the robes, you know, it's a typical fan. They're like, this guy, man, like, ah, this guy's strutting around, and you know, he's got women around him, like, you know, what are you gonna do? There's always some people that want to be him, but people are jealous. The guys want to be him, and the girls want to be with him, that type of thing. So I don't know. The character just developed over time, and I think people really understand or have a better understanding of what the All Father is, of what wrestling's richest prize is.
We certainly do. And a two-parter for you here. Did you ever get to meet Flair or get advice from him or anything like that? And the second part, you mentioned your grandma and watching with her. Did she ever get to see you wrestle?
So no, I never met Flair. But you know, I've seen so much of his work that it's like, you know, I watched so many of his matches religiously, and you know, Dusty, the matches with Dusty Rhodes and the feud with Dusty Rhodes, the trifecta of matches against Ricky Steamboat.
I was gonna say, what's your favorite Flair match?
I mean, to say it's, I guess it's tough to pick just one because I love. You know, and I don't like to just pick just one because I just love them.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could say the match with Dusty Rhodes in 86, you know, Great American Bash, but then I can also say the Wrestle War match with Ricky Steamboat, the last, you know, of the three. I love that match, too, with Flair winning. So they were all great in their own way, the Chi-Town Rumble. So it's hard to pick just one because I love to see Flair interact with different wrestlers. I liked how Flair would interact with Luger versus Sting versus Steamboat versus Randy Savage, you know, from WrestleMania. So WrestleMania 8. So, I mean, I don't know, man. Flair just was great over such a long stretch of time. And I always thought to myself, if I could have that type of longevity or even some of that longevity, you know, that's a legacy. He was wrestling back past his legacy. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, and that's not in any way a negative thing. I'm saying that you already had a legacy and you were able to continue going. That's all I want, man, is I just want to build a legacy. I want to be remembered as somebody that was different than anything that you'd ever seen. You could try to compare him. Oh, I see some similarities to what he does. And there's emulations, you know, and versions. And I see a little bit of Flair, or I see a little bit of William Regal, which are all tremendous compliments.
Mm.
I'm me. You know what I'm saying? This is Darius Carter. And there are things that I do that I feel other people just don't do, or they don't do it the way that I do it. So I'm commanding your attention in the match. I'm making you look because you're looking at my hands, you're looking at my feet because I'm using everything as a weapon, you know, at any time. And you're just, and your people are like, oh, you're tricky. And it's like, am I tricky or am I just crafty? You know, am I
forceful?
You know what I mean? Am I just keeping my eyes on the prize at all time? I'm not staring outside the ring. I'm not looking up at the lights. I'm always looking at my opponent. Even if you put me on my back, I'm going to try to make eye contact with you so I can see you coming and know how to maneuver. You know, if I'm not on the offensive, I'm on the defensive. There's no in-between. And I think a lot of people – yeah, I don't know. A lot of wrestlers don't break down the ring like I do. They don't break down the dichotomy of the match. I see the ring digitally. I see it. I see the space between the steps. I see the ropes. I see the ring post. I see certain parts of the mat underneath the turnbuckles that are harder than the other. I see different. I see the ring apron. I see the ring just different. And I do like to utilize that to my advantage. I do like to see how the opponent uses it because I can use it against them. I'm a lot of really like counter-based. So, you know, I watch the tape. I watch your match. If I'm wrestling you, I've watched you. So I'm not just going in and going, oh, here's Joe Schmo or here's, you know, whatever. Like, I'm watching your stuff. If I know I'm wrestling you, I'm scouting you. So – I hope that you do the same with me and you would actually, because if you don't, it just makes my job easier. So, you know, try and predict or don't try and predict. But it's hard to predict me because I don't come into every match with the same plan. I adapt to my opponent. So it's hard for you Darius has a Yakuza kick. Okay, but that doesn't mean I'm going to run at you with the bell and throw a Yakuza kick. That's not how I do things. So how are you going to predict a guy that's working off of you? You know, I make you look at yourself. I'm like your reflection in that ring. I make you examine yourself. And that makes people very scared. I'm very scary to wrestle. And that's why when I see this Lee Moriarty, the scariest wrestler, I'm like, all right, like Lee is very talented. And I guess he's pretty scary because of the things that he can do. But I am the most horrifying because I'm the one you're not talking about. I'm not the one that's on that cereal box like he is, the indie cereal box. You know, with a little bio on the back. It's like a little championship that comes deep in the cereals. You know, they push the button and it's like, come on. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. You know, he's scary. I'm horrifying. How's that? I'm absolutely horrifying. I scare everybody. And I don't have to be the biggest guy to scare you. You know what I'm saying? I'm 6'2", 209. But I'll scare you with my mental game. I scare you with this. People are horrified. And that's just the business. I feel for you. I'm sorry. Give me your championship. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little intimidated right now on this interview, Mr. Carter. But you speaking about studying your opponents and potential opponents, we did have Mr. Rick Recon, the Cyborg Assassin, on earlier this week. He
mentioned it a couple times.
Your name did come out of his mouth a few times. He might have his eye on that title. I know there has been some exchanges between some different groups you guys were involved in BCW. Your thoughts or anything that you would want to reply to Mr. Rick Recon?
I mean, listen, good on the kid for making some waves, trying to make some noise. Good for him. That's what the locker room should be doing. You know, I don't blame him. Why would I be upset at him? Why would I reject him for doing what he should be doing? This locker room should be stepping up, should be clamoring for a chance at me. I've beaten the best wrestlers that have come through that promotion. You know, I've beaten JTG. You know, I beat Yaya. I beat Montana Black. You know what I'm saying? These are people that I've successfully – Dan Moff, Azriel, Sue Young, okay, a.k.a. Susan, that one – Impact Women's Champion, that one. These are the people that I'm continuously defending my championship against. I'm beating all comers. So when you see that the road is clear, why wouldn't you jump out and with a sign and say, hey, what about me? I mean, if no one else is doing it, maybe the office will choose him. My whole thing is, you know, a lot of people think that they want something, and then it becomes a little too close to home for them. Then it becomes a little tough. You get what I'm saying? Some people, you think you want that job, that management position, and then you get it, and then it's hard, and then you're like, oh, like, man, I didn't want to do all this. Yeah. This Recon doesn't want all of this. He's not ready for all this. He's not ready for the promotional appearances. He's not ready for the limousines that I got to come out with, that I choose to come out with. But he's not ready for the main event spot consistently. He's not ready to be the best match every single night. He's a good match every night. He's not the best match. He has yet to be the best match. He's a talented individual. Again, I'm not taking this from people. I know when someone's talented and when they're not. Erica Lee is talented. She's just not good enough. And she will, she'll get there in time, but she's not Darius Carter. And you can't blame her because no one is right now. I'm just on fire and she just gets left in the dust right now. She got one little balloon. It went up and it came back down. It should have stayed up in the air, but she came back down and I'm popping it. And that's Erica Lee off to the side. So, you know, this is the game right now. I have to succeed. And Rick Recon, again, doing the right thing, stepping up. Like I said, good job. You know, you got Mark always tweeting me. He never stops. It's incessant. It's ridiculous. But keep trying. My whole thing is do it in the ring. My whole thing is put on that match. Beat somebody. You know, do something to impress me other than talking. Like, I like the talk. Great, you're tweeting. Erica tweets too. I need something else. Show me matches. This is what I had to do. I had to come up. People had this talk with me 10 years ago, 9 years ago. Listen, you know, great this and great that, but in the ring, you know, do this, do that. Like, it's time. There's a time where talking is great, but you gotta walk. And that's where he needs to be. That's where he is right now, actually. He needs to walk. He needs to do something. He needs to beat somebody in an impressive match for me to go, oh, you know what, office? Let's do that match. He's not there yet. I'm not impressed by him to that degree when the office might present me somebody else. What if they presented me, like, again, JTG is what they gave me. If I had the choice between JTG and Recon, I'm choosing JTG every time. So Recon's got to do something to get himself to that point. You know what I'm saying? He's got to get himself to the point where he catches my eye. You know, they brought in Dan Moff. They'll bring in, again, Yaya. They'll bring in Montana Black. Here comes Riley Shepard, fresh off of injury. You know, present me with a challenge. Present me with something. Beat somebody. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want. You can keep tagging me and adding me. I'm not booking the matches, my friend. Go take that up with BCW. And if BCW hasn't booked the match, there's obviously a reason. Maybe they don't think you're ready either. So do something to make them believe that you're ready.
Wow. Lots of real talk here from Mr. Carter. And thank you so much for coming on. I do want to be very respectful of your time. Could we have a few fan questions for you. Is that cool real quick?
Absolutely. Look at the fans. Look at them gathering like locusts.
Someone wanted to ask, do you have any pre-match rituals? You do have one of the most captivating entrances. I will definitely say that, sir.
Thank you. I'm one of those people, like, I'm always in my head. So, you know, before the match, I'm always thinking things over. I'm always getting myself not into the zone per se, but feeling out the vibes, feeling out the vibration, to just putting myself in that moment. That's what it's all about. I'm a real-time wrestler. And when I say that, I mean that I like to do things as they happen. I like to feel things as they happen. I listen to the crowd. I adjust based on the crowd. I like to go, you could say, on the fly, but I like to do things just naturally. I like to feel things out, know where to hit you. I see you crawling toward a rope. We include that. I see you crawling toward a turnbuckle. We include that. I see you roll outside the ring. Okay. Like, I like the ebb and flow of a real professional wrestling match. So it's just putting myself in the zone. You know, just getting ready to grapple. The first point of contact is law. And that's a rule that I always have. So I guess that's a good question. I'm always, first point of contact is law. If he touches me or she touches me, they touch me, I gotta find a way out of it. That first point of contact is very, very important in a professional wrestling match. I would like to be the first. Sometimes I want you to grab me so I can counter you. It depends on who you are. So that's where I'm putting my head in. I'm putting my head in. Who am I facing? What type of match is it? Stay sharp at all times. Absolutely.
Love it, man. And this is our favorite question. We always like to ask everyone here on the BCP. you always make such a grand entrance, like we mentioned earlier, the limos and the like. If you could have anyone and, you know, make your biggest grand, a wildest dream entrance here, fire, all that good stuff. Say you do have that WrestleMania moment. I'm sure you will, man. You're, you know, you're red hot right now. What band or artist is playing you down to the ring?
I mean, out of respect to my current theme, I'd have to say the Trans-Siberian Orchestra doing Requiem, Beethoven's Fifth. Dun, 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 dun. I mean, I've dreamt about it, and I've turned dreams into reality. I've done it all my life so far, so it's another one. I'm not sitting here, oh, the boyhood dream. Like, listen, you create a plan and you make it happen. And I've pictured the entrance. I don't know, man. I would like a harp to bring me in, and then it's like and just throw people off, you know. Bring the elegance, bring this, you know, this beautiful harpist just starting the work, and then here comes Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and it's like the greatest pomp and circumstance. I mean, I'll be smiling the whole time, I'll be grinning the whole time, taking in the oxygen, the air of the environment, the stadium, the crowd, everything. That's what we live for. And then going out there and putting on the single best match that you've ever wrestled, no matter who it's against. I don't care if it's a singles, a triple threat, a four-way, a tag, battle royal. You're going to get every single moment is going to be Darius Carter. It's not going to be wasted, no wasted movement. I'm there for the big time. So, I mean, I'm excited for what the future holds, but I'm most importantly, I'm ready. I'm prepared.
Absolutely, man. And you know, we're big music supporters, support the local music scene. I've been able to play some people to ring on the drums. If we know anyone that plays the harp, if anyone's watching, that would
that would be amazing.
Let's get some harp players. But Mr. Carter, real quick, last question for me. I just wanted to say, what would you want to say to any fans that might consider ordering Ides of March, supporting Pro Wrestling Magic, and you moving forward?
So Ides of March, right, which is going to be March 20th, 8 p.m. Make sure you check that out on Fight TV. That is myself in my second Dark Arts Championship defense against Erica Lee, which is a rematch of what is considered by many slash most as the single best match in Pro Wrestling Magic history. Dark Arts rules, okay, 5 3-minute rounds with 15-second intervals, no disqualifications, no countouts, okay? Closed fists are legal. So one fall to a finish, the better person will win within 15 minutes and emerge with the championship. And then there's also this Saturday, March 13th, is Pro Wrestling Magic. There's a double taping there, so there's some of that that I can talk about, some of that that I can't. So if you have a ticket, show up there this Saturday. My opponent is yet to be named, and then there will be another taping. So two tapings, two doses of Darius Carter in one sitting. The price of admission is not high enough, so I will be doing that this Saturday. And then again, we know the WrestleMania week is coming up April 8th to the 11th. I'm already booked once. I will not say the event yet. You'll find out in time. But there will be other ones. And you have the 30th, which is myself in April 30th, of me going down to North Carolina to the Lucha Dome for Lance Lude. So that's going to be tremendous. A lot of people on that card, the Dawsons, if you're familiar with NWA, are going to be there. JD, Drake, Chip Day. So I see a lot of talents on that poster, and I'm like, all right, I don't know who I'm facing yet, but they don't know who they're facing yet either, and that's the fun of it. So there's a lot coming up, a lot I can talk about, a lot I can't talk about, but the All-Father is rising. And it's my time. It's my time to eat. I'm hungry. I'm ready. I'm prepared. I've earned it. I deserved it. And I'm not leaving a trace behind. I'm not leaving one bit on the plate. Not one.
No matter how you feel, you can't deny that he's
really can't deny it.
And we're always about the shameless promo here. Mr. Carter, tell everyone they can follow you on socials, buy any merch if you got any of that going on, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I don't sell merch because you can't put a price on Darius Carter.
There it is. That's
not happening. Yeah, people, oh, do you sell scarves? I'm like, what am I going to sell a scarf to you for? You think my scarf are double digit in cost? Triple digits in cost. I'm spending well over a scarf. Quality, I'm going to sell it to you for $25 to give you a discount? Absolutely not. And you can't afford what I'm selling. So
that's
I'm
fair. That's fair.
I don't want to be bothered during intermission. I don't want to send somebody out there during intermission to speak on my behalf, to count money on my behalf. I haven't the time, so no merch. But if you want to support Darius Carter, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, / Mr. Darius Carter, find me, at me, friend request, do those things. That's how you support Darius Carter, by adding to my numbers, by adding upon my impressions, my likes, my retweets, getting my name out there to where I can then continue to rise to the apex of this great sport to which I hold so dear, to which I fight for tooth and nail every single day, for the sanctity of the great sport of professional wrestling.
Yeah. Wow, Mr. Carter, very well said. Thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. Checks in the mail. Stay safe out there and continue success moving forward, my man. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. And remember that the time for change is now.
Right. Very well said. Like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We're out.
Peace.